Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from our daily blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. There are too many Christians who doubt that the Lord still does miracles today. He does. God still does the unimaginable and the unexpected, and just as in the days of old, He does it all to testify to His own glory. Our God is a God of miracles. We are sometimes part of someone else's miracle, and at other times we are the miracle, but nonetheless, we are surrounded by miracles every single day. The reality is that miracles happen because God wants to rouse the sleeping world awake. He wants to say, "I am here." So often, in the rush of our everyday life, we do not think about God's presence. Even when a miracle does occur, often we fail to see that God is trying to reveal His great purpose, our salvation. Miracles were granted in order to build up the kingdom of God. God is doing today everything that He had done in the Bible. The evidence is compelling, at least among the people who are faithfully following Him. If the Lord chooses to revive a heart that has stopped beating and to restore a brain that has stopped functioning, if He chooses to heal cancer through anointing and prayer, or in His sovereign will may choose to do something better than healing, saving, physical miracles pale in comparison to what God does when He brings the spiritually dead to life, when He takes a rebel and transforms him in the deepest way possible. This is one miracle that unmistakably gives glory to God alone. We can believe in miracles, but do not put your faith in the miracles. Put your faith and trust in the miracle-working God. Jesus knows miracles and healings are temporary. Hence, He offers us something more precious than a miracle, and that is the blessing of God. God's blessings outlast any miracles in our life. Today, seek not the blessing, but the blesser only. The Bible says in Psalm 21 verse 6, "Surely you have granted him unending blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence." Remember, my friends, miracles prove God is just enough, but blessings prove God is more than enough. Shall we pray? Gracious and loving Almighty God, thank you for your unending blessings and undying love for us. Spirit of God, help us to be a blessing to those around us. In that blessed name of Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.